Greetings, Dungeon Delvers, and welcome to yet another exciting chapter of A Tale D20s Presents Descent into the Void, where six friends join together to tell a story of mythic proportion. For today's session, we will not have Lewis, who plays Horatio, as he is traveling, meeting families, so I will be controlling his character, but we wish him the best and safe travels. So, without further ado, let's remove the bookmark and continue our epic tale. Last time, Liberators, you made your way to Beachbell after defeating Valsharoon the Breaker. With Julian and his Unity Knights, you made your way to the shoreside city and met once again with Merrick Tybolt, who kept the Queen's ship, the Ice Crown, in pristine condition, fully stocked, awaiting your return. After a touching moment with Cal, you all set off to sail to Shimmer Drift Watch and meet up with King Terminus and his council. Along the way, though, it seemed that you were being pursued as several demon hunter sharks appeared and attacked the ship, which you all quickly dispatch using great power and ingenuity. Afterwards, Julian warned Cal and via telepathy King Terminus that the sharks may have been sent and that there may be a traitor in their midst. With Cal at the helm and with the aid of King's weather-altering spell, you arrive faster than expected to Shimmerdrift Watch. A jubilated King Terminus waiting for you at the dock. There you travel with him to the large stone keep at the edge of the city, entered his hidden war room that he used very strong magic to gain entry, and began to discuss the plans to infiltrate and liberate Via. So, Liberators, as the door slams shut behind you after the magic cast upon by King Terminus, he looks at everyone standing next to him, Julian, the Unity Knights, as well as several mage councils and his own, what seems to be bodyguards at his side.
Now that we're all here, let's talk about the liberation of Fia.
And you all stand around the large circular table with a map of the entirety of Duskhaven on it. There are several pieces placed at the edge of Shivrin, different symbolizing probably army members, and there's even what looks like a King Terminus little miniature on the table as well. And all this is kind of reminiscent of your time with Kai planning the North Row. But nevertheless, King Terminus continues.
So, there are many things we need to do very carefully. But before we do...
And then he moves his hands around in a strange somatic circle, interweaving his fingers into themselves as magic begins to pulsate as he continues chanting in Celestial, that all you who understand Celestial, he seems to be casting some type of spell. At the end of his chanting, he opens up his hands and you all feel a force come upon you. And you immediately hear King Terminus with his glowing hands say,
"There is a traitor among us. You all have been casted within my zone of truth. This entire room has been enchanted. Accept or try to break free. You will fail with my glorious powers."
So, everyone make a charisma saving throw or just choose to fail the spell.
Minako will choose to fail the spell.
I will. Cal also chooses to fail.
King is going to resist.
In a moment of shock, Duran is going to resist and he's going to start reaching for his blade. Do we get a +4 to that because Kyle's next to us?
Yes. I would assume so. Yes, you would still get it.
So that's a 29 then.
29, okay.
Oh my god.
Yes, you're god.
Christmas is the only save that I'm
good at. Oh my god.
87.
He rolled a 1.
+4.
That was +4.
Oh boy.
Everyone besides King has failed, but as you feel the energy of the King Terminus, of the Zone of Truth, waft over you, it goes into your body, compelling you to only speak to, blocking off that section of your brain which creates the lies. King, you feel it. It's a strong force. You realize if Cal wasn't a part of you, you would have failed, as this is a strong magic that he's pushing against you. As you use the force of Kelimbor to break past his mental push, King Terminus looks over at you.
Have something to hide, my friend!
And he's with his big form, he kind of husks over, walks towards you.
I will smile and put his hand out and say, to be honest, I just wanted to resist an effect from you to see how I compared. Cast it again and I will freely fall.
He looks on over at Cal, looks on over at you again, kind of gives it a little smirk, snaps his finger once again, and another pulse of it. So you can roll again.
I will willingly let it fail this time.
He looks on over to everybody.
Good. It seems none of you resisted.
Looks over King for a second, and it continues.
It seems that you are confident in your ability to weave the truth in and out of the truth. Our Unity Knights were attacked on the way here. And it's no one knew but one other outside this room where we were heading. And the Ice Crown, oh, beauty she was, would not be found by such puny creatures. As well as other details that have leaked from my court.
He says, passing back and forth, pacing throughout the room.
Do any of the people in the room seem to look like they're sweating?
Roll an insight check.
And I don't mean like physically sweating. I mean like, you know, under scrutiny.
Can I make
Monaco will also roll in that.
Okay, Monaco, you can go ahead and roll an insight check. 22.
Would I be able to make a perception check to see if I notice anything out of the ordinary from the Unity Knights in particular? I still don't trust
a perception. You want to roll a perception?
Yeah,
roll a perception check.
I want to see if anyone's like, you know, tapping their leg with like, or anyone showing any clear anxiety.
Dungeon Master, I'd like to roll a perception check as well, but what Duran is listening out for is the sound of anyone trying to escape.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead and roll perception check.
And I would like to add, before the results of the roll come in, that Monaco would attempt to use Dark One's own luck in the situation, if it's possible.
Okay.
Ah, we're perception buddies, Kyle.
Nice.
22. Dark One's own luck.
Oh, I see.
Here we go.
I guess what I really want to know is
boosting it up to a 27.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, so we have an insight check from King, which was a 17. Monaco, with using the internal power of the Dark One, who powers you, you boost that up to a 27?
Seven. Yes.
Cal, you try to look out and see what you can. You're keeping a close eye, at least, on the Unity Knights and see what you spot with a 22. And Duran, listening in, your ears twitching, stretching out, everything else goes silent, and you try to listen with your 22 to see if there's anyone trying to escape. All right. So those of you using insight checks, as you look around, King, you're looking, you don't notice anything. It doesn't seem like anyone's suspicious. Though it looks like you do notice that it's King Terminus, it looks like he's doing the same, trying to see who's trying to slip up, who's twitching.
So the Unity Knights in the room all seem to just sort of, like, this isn't shocking for them to be cast upon.
No one has shown that, at least.
Okay.
I would say the mages look kind of off-put, but the warriors, like the ones who are in the army, is probably how they talk to all the time.
Got it.
Monaco, with a 27, though, you do see the mage who's been sitting at King Terminus's right, And he looks, at this point, you see that he's dressed like a Corporis Arcana member does, though different in a sense, probably signifying that he works with the crown. You do see him kind of going into his shirt, withdrawing back very slightly, though it's really hard to notice. Just with the 29, you can pick up on these subtle things as your eyes gloss over, bringing out the internal power of the burning hand you look on, and you can notice just slight variations that seems like he's been thrown kind of ruffled from the situation, though he's hiding it very well. Looking over at the Unity Knights, none of them specifically look like they're doing anything. They're all just standing very straight at attention. There's nothing suspicious, no suspicious movements. No one's reaching in to try to grab a dagger or anything like that. They all look like they're just standing there. If anything, they got more solid as a unit when King Terminus started speaking, just to be more like in that trained army disposition. Duran, with your 22 listening in, you don't hear anyone. Doesn't seem like there's nothing outside. You can hear anything, nothing outside of this room. It doesn't seem like anyone's moving, though people, the mages in particular, as they're not as trained as the warriors, seem to be kind of ruffling back and forth a little bit. Like you can hear their like cloaks blowing. But that is what you perceive. So King Terminus is also going to roll.
My king, where is, I forgot his name.
Coban?
Merrick?
Judean.
Judean? Oh.
Where is Judean?
He turns over to you, shaking out of his kind of, his eyes was really, closed in, scrutinizing everybody. He turns out of that stupor and says,
well, you cannot leave the throne of Thelos empty. Someone must guide the ley lines at all times. Albeit, you can go every so often to stretch your legs or something. So he's there. He's the only other wizard besides your friend here.
He says, looking over at Horatio. Does he know Cal sat on the throne? I don't think he knows.
But my king, when sitting on the throne, you can feel the chaos and darkness. I did when we were in Thelos. Is it possible that the chaos tried to see through the ley lines to get the intentions of whoever's seated there?
He looks at you, twisting his head. This large figure of a man.
I don't think that's possible. But you speak, so you've experienced the power of the throne, my friend.
Yes.
You are powerful adventurers indeed. I am sure the gods have placed you all together for a reason. But nevertheless, no. I've made sure to put up protections. No chaos can cross through the ley lines in Duskhaven. Though below, well, my influence can only reach so far.
That's good, at least. I just expected to see your right-hand man, to be him. And she kind of glances over at the Corporis, wizard who gave the slight squirm.
He looks on over to him.
Oh, Hector! He's the one of the closest Corporis Arcana members outside of my inner circle, such as Judean and Alara. He can be trusted. Given to me directly by Alara herself.
He says, slapping onto the back of Hector, and he goes, thank you, my leech. Thank you. You honor me too much.
But in any case, somebody,
and he says, like, clenching onto the shoulder of Hector, a little tight. You see Hector kind of wince a little bit.
Is a spy. That I feel. The gods, they tell me things. But who, they do not.
And he continued pacing around.
Well, it's time for the questioning. First, I'm sorry, friends. But I must ask, fair to everyone, no?
He says, walking over to your group.
Please, continue. This is a necessity before we actually dig into the plans.
What are your intentions with fear and shivering?
He asked the group.
I intend to do everything I can to free my people and get my revenge on Hiei.
To save my home and to stop Hades.
To find the peace of my Stellus, help my friends, and forge a kinship with these peoples.
To clear the sinister influence of Dramo and restore it back to its natural way and free its people.
And Horatio steps up and says, To save Shivarin and find my family and discover the truth about everything.
Well, it seems you have noble missions. Next question. What were you up to during the battle against the undead a few days before upon the Arcane Capital?
Oh boy. My king, it's complicated.
Try me.
Well, the first time we were...
King. Cal, sorry to interrupt, but this is delicate information, and I understand your reasonings for inquiry, but maybe a more direct series of questions would be appropriate for rooting out this spy in our midst without potentially giving away trade secrets.
If we were to reveal our deeper plans while the traitor is still in the room with us, it would leave us at a disadvantage if you were to let them escape.
Oh, no one's escaping from here. Don't you worry. There. If you not wish, I'll be more direct then. You have told me about, in the other war room, your travels in throughout time. You've told me about your connections with the gods. Now, whether or not you were speaking the truth, I could not confirm. But I will ask you this one, and don't you worry. Your secret will be kept safe with me.
And he snaps his finger. As he snaps his finger, the other half of the room goes completely silent. There were some muttering and some talking as they were looking over, and all of a sudden you hear nothing on that side. Including the size that the Unity Knights are on, and Julian. So just only sound within your central 20-foot sphere, or even smaller than that, 10-foot sphere, creating sound at this point.
There. Does this make you more comfortable, friends?
Is it obvious what he's done?
Yeah, he looks like he cast silence everything outside of the...
Just our specific section of the table.
Exactly.
It does. And we spoke the truth. We were each split into several groups and sent to various timelines, and Cal was the one who pieced it all together and pulled us back. And I'll nod to Cal.
At a great cost, my king. And if you're asking what I was doing while you were fighting the undead, I think you could feel exactly what I was doing. The tide seemed to shift right before your eyes at one point, did it not? Like a sudden wave.
That was you on the throne. Impressive, my friend. Impressive indeed. Very well. One final question. What are your intentions with the gods once you leave this plane? Do you plan to become the new Aegis? As I can smell the destiny upon all of you. Or do you plan to destroy the deities from up above?
The land I came from was one full of suffering and hunger and constant striving. I have no care or intents for gods who let that go. I have no intents for them if they stay out of my way.
The Aegis have caused a mess, and while I have no direct plans to restore the Prolepsy, if that is how fate guides me, I will oblige.
I've never wanted anything I've never wanted something like that. If I could throw this all away and still be able to be the person who protects, who keeps my people safe, I would.
And I opened a box, one I intend to shut.
He snapped his fingers once again, and then once again you hear the chattering of the sound coming from, as people have realized at this point they've been silenced and can't speak to each other, and it's called a little bit of a scene, but as he snaps once again, the sound can be heard, and he goes,
"Ah, my friends, the liberators are innocent. You, I swear upon my life and my power, they are not the traitors."
And then he goes around, and then for the most part, he seems to question the Unity Knights and other people in several different questions, trying to weed them out. He doesn't cast the zone anymore of silence, as you can listen in on each one, but keeping your, with your Steelyard 22, Duran, you can hear the footsteps of the Hector just backing away. Monaco, because you just rolled such a high, well, your insight. Yeah, I would say Duran, just keeping your last percent, you're keeping your ears out, you start to hear the sound in Hector's direction. So it's Hector. Start to back away, heading towards the, and just heading, just walking away. You can hear those footsteps.
How big is this room that we're in? Because I thought we were in a magically sealed room.
You are. And it's a huge magically sealed room. It's,
Like a throne room?
Yeah. Now I would say it's a war room. It's a gigantic circular war room that's about like 50 by 50.
And Monaco notices as well as Duran?
Yeah, I would say you would notice. You would keep your eye on him, and you were talking about him and that, so you would probably be still keeping an eye on him throughout this. As the king is making his round, the king hasn't made his way towards them as he questions, and now he's starting to get up, and you can hear him walk away. Monaco, you just kind of notice.
Duran is going to point at him. "Hold! Where are you going?" He says, pointing at Hector.
After a minute, he stops.
Monaco mind chats to Duran. "He's the one. Okay. I've been keeping my eye on him."
King Terminus is like in the conversation, stops and turns. And he says,
"Hector, sit down. Where are you going?" "He's fine, friends. Of course, I will question him like anyone else, but I trust him. I trust the Caporus."
"No, this man has the smell of a Mensoganta on him. A liar."
I don't know what I'm talking about. Can I use the bathroom, please? King Terminus, I am aware of that you have such side rooms here in the war room, correct? I was just going to find it myself. I didn't want to interrupt.
"When we were in the Corporis last, I saw Duramo turn Judean into a puppet. The Corporis can't be trusted, just on the grounds of being the Corporis. What have you been hiding?"
I have lots of things to hide. I have personal, private things, of course. King Terminus kind of steps up and walks away. Walks away from him and starts walking up closer towards him. "I have private things that I shouldn't need to tell you, and King Terminus trusts me, so you should trust me too. He is your king."
"He is not my king."
"Well, while you are in Thelos's care, he is, and..."
"No, he is not. He is not my king. I respect him, but he does not have sovereignty over me. State your allegiance right now. Swear you have never once conspired against him or these peoples."
My allegiance is with my land, with Duskhaven, of course."
"He said Duskhaven."
"With the people, with where, the ground that we step on. Isn't that what we should be allied to, King Terminus?"
"He dances around your words."
"This is absurd. I am a high order of the Corporis Arcana, and I will not be lectured to by some half-elf from another plane."
"I will immediately stand up and say, bite your tongue or be smote where you stand."
And kind of stepping up right next to you, looming over you, so he's a large King Terminus, who says,
"Hector, answer this question, and then I'll let you go. Do you still follow Judean Sunfell?"
I
"Are you still friend, ally, to Judean Sunfell. Do you still see him as your leader?
He is the leader of the Corporis Arcana.
It's your leader, as sworn upon by your mark of the Corporis. You are bound to Judean Sunfell. So is he still your leader?
And Hector kind of looks to left, looks to the right, looks down. Goes into his pocket, quickly whips out what seems to be some type of wand and points it over at, let's see, points it over at Monaco. And as he does, you see hear him chant a word in, does anyone speak Abyssal?
No.
Oh, okay. You hear him chant a word in a language you don't understand.
Oh. Monaco speaks Abyssal.
Okay.
I only speak Infernal.
Those forbidden texts come in handy.
As a blast gets pointed at Monaco, firing at her. Monaco, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw at disadvantage. See if you can get out the way.
I would also like to subtly cast a spell with my meta magic, requiring no verbal.
Make sure you add 4 as well, if it helps.
Not knowing what the spell is, Monaco does like kind of a dive, not a very good one, obviously, because she rolled an 11. Well, in total, including the plus 4 from Cal and her measly plus 3. But she will activate her Tomb of Levistus to give herself some temporary hit points. Just sort of reflexively activating the ability if there's time.
No, it's fine. As he goes ahead and shouts this abyssal curse at you, shooting this green light is shot out of the wand as everyone's alert. In that moment, everything flashes. Monaco, in that instant, as you are hit with this light, you immediately feel this just dark energy come upon you. Every cell in your body begin to explode as there is just sharp pain that comes across you. In that reactive moment, you freeze yourself, encase yourself in a block of ice, stopping the spread of whatever this magic that he put upon you, stopping the pain, although you were frozen in this block of ice. How long are you in a block of ice for?
Just a turn.
Just a turn? Okay.
Yeah. So you can see the shock on her face, her arms kind of outstretched, frozen in ice, for about 6 seconds.
Okay.
Before it melts and continues and,
I stand up, kicking my chair back, pulling out both of my revolvers, my magical revolvers, pointing them at Hector, and I will attempt to shoot him, with Divine Smite going full blast. If I'm allowed to, but if not, because other things are happening all at once, I'll wait to see where the dust settles and where this action puts me.
Okay. So, a lot of things happen at once, as Monaco is struck by whatever was thrown out of this wand-like object that he has in here. He turns around and tries to run away. Albeit it's in a sealed room, he doesn't seem like get far. There are spells cast by the other member who was sitting at the left of King Terminus, as well as King Terminus as well. As everyone seems to get on attention at the Monaco was struck by this, and the Hector begins just trying to run away. Roll me an attack against him, Cal.
All right.
I'm subtly casting Immolate, so he just is literally enveloped in flames. He has to make a dexterity save.
Okay, that'll be a disadvantage because he cannot. He's running away, so he can't see you.
Dex 19, or take 8d6 fire damage that cannot be put out unless by magical means.
Okay, well, he rolled a 2. so that's definitely a failure.
So he takes 36 fire damage and is also can't be extinguished by non-magical means.
Nice.
All right. And go ahead, roll your attack, Cal, unless you did already.
I did not yet.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ugh. That's a 16.
16, okay. That would hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
And I did say that I would be smiting at, like, full blast.
So. Oh, yeah. That's totally fine.
Because I don't know if he would trigger the extra D8 or not. But so that's, like, what it would be. If he's, like, a human or an elf or... No, he's probably a human.
Oh, yeah, he's human. As you can see. As you all... okay. So, as you all stand up, casting your spell simultaneously. And Horatio would also... So Horatio runs over to Monaco as you're still encasing the ice, though starting to melt and fade away at this point, as the, it looked like, he was trying to cast something, but you all was so quick and did so much damage. As soon as he goes, King Terminus also fires a blast out and, at the same time, it's like, which holds them in place, which allows you to all hit massively, with these, blasts, striking the, foe, one of them, you hear him go, you hear his final words as he's starting to get burned up by King's immolation, after striking Monaco falling to the ground. You hear him say, "For the Dark Lord, for the Dark Lord," and he starts to just turn and immolate, just burns him up, correct?
Yeah, if he were to go to zero HP with it, he turns to dust.
And he turns to dust, indeed. He wasn't, didn't have much HP, but he keeps repeating "for the Dark Lord" over and over again, until he turns into dust.
Does he ever mention which Dark Lord specifically?
No, he's dead. It's bad. It's, you killed him, so no.
It's just bad that I have to ask if there was a specific Dark Lord in mind for this. Just,
you know, there's only one person who's been called the Dark Lord. That's the only thing.
Officially.
Well, we don't know who the Dark Lord is that's from the faraway kingdom or from the you know what I'm talking about, the...
Spoiler, it's an elf, it's Duramo.
Is it the... Yeah, exactly. Spoiler alert, it's him. Yeah, exactly. So we're assuming that they're all the same person.
Oh, man, I wish we could have got a name from him, but...
Oh, damn, no. We need answers.
Monaco!
Okay, so...
Ooh...
As Horatio looks,
still Soul Cage at this point.
I mean, she could, but as
she used her reaction to encase herself in ice reflexively, mm-hmm. and she doesn't get to anything back for a while.
So, Monaco, you melt and turn into just the melt into just puddles of water, cover the bottom of the carpeted area that you fell down onto. You look around, you see, after blinking, staring on top, atop of you is, Horatio, who's looking very worried at this point. Monaco, are you okay?
I don't know. She looks down to assess the damage.
Okay, so, you were hit, you look down, seeing that you were hit on, like, your side, on your left abdomen area, the obliques. And as you look down at it, just pulling, you see that there's a singe in the outfit that you're wearing, from where whatever this wand had released had hit you. It looks like it's slow, and definitely you get the feeling that the ice slowed it down, and it's still slow, but you look down, you see just, like, black web-like, marking. There's a circle in the middle, exactly where it hit, and about the size of, let's see, who has big hands? The size of King Terminus's hands, is, like, covering that area of your side is, like, a black web-like, marking.
I don't know what this is.
Horatio goes, guys, it doesn't look good. And King, everyone runs over at this point to you, Monaco.
Dispel it. Doesn't. Dispel it.
King, Terminus goes, here, let me try. And he goes and tries to cast Dispel Magic on it. And as he does, he goes,
the magic is gone. This isn't just magic.
He goes,
this looks like something I haven't seen it in such a long time. This looks like chaos. I don't have, do any of you know how to remove a curse?
Let me try. And she will attempt to cast Remove Curse on the area, laying her hands on the black web-like spread.
You go ahead and you cast your Remove Curse on your side, and it does seem to take hold. You recognize that, yes, it is a curse of some kind, and as you remove curse and start to pull the webbing away, it almost fights against you. There's an element to the curse that you would recognize this. You would know this because you've been dealing so much with chaos. Even though you haven't been in the void, you've dealt with many chaotic entities. You realize it's just like a feeling of chaos in it that's kind of holding. But like the roof curse is helping, but it seems like it's not taking taking effect as strong as it should.
It's not doing it. There's something.
It's not enough. Hold on. And I'm going to start digging through my bag. And I'm going to pull out one of my diamonds, and I will smash it on the table to try and break it, because it's gold pieces, and I only need 100. And
I'm not going to smash a diamond.
I also need dust. I don't know. Okay, fine. I'll just use it. I'll use my 300.
Quite easy diamond. At the right cleavage angle.
Right? Thank you, geologist. I will cleave the diamond into half. And run over to her, and I will, as I drop the diamond from the air, it sort of will fall and turn like a mist, and I will cast Greater Restoration, and the diamond will sort of disperse and coat the web. And Greater Restoration specifically says it can also remove a curse, and it's a higher level spell than Remove Curse. And it's a fifth level, and I don't have any more fifth level slots, so I have to do it at sixth. So there's all of those things to consider.
Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Dungeon Master, while they all try to help Nako, Duran is going to be more focused on looking around to make sure no one else is trying to get away or do something in case there was more than one spy in the group.
Okay. Roll me a perception check.
24.
All right. You keep a sharp eye out. Everyone seems just to be concerned for what's happening with Monaco. Some people look just kind of shocked on what this was. People are just all whispering. As they look on and see King take the diamond and cast in with his magic as he does so. So you look at him on sixth level. King, you go ahead and cast your magic onto it. And from your time before, you know that magic and chaos, they don't meld well together, unable to kind of counter the both or affect both in a way. But nevertheless, you're really pushing your energy into it. As you go ahead and the final bit of your magic seeps into Monaco, the webbing starts to fade away, getting weaker and weaker as you and Monaco combine your powers. And as you do so, there's always been a slight glow of red inside of your chest. And then noticeably for the both of you, you feel its presence gets lower and lower and lower until one final "Remember our deal, King to be crowned," whispers in your ear. And the presence of the burning hand that's always been in you disappears, and you return back to feeling the sharp pain from your chest. But the seal on Monaco has been released. Or I should say, sorry, the curse on Monaco has been removed.
The curse on her has been removed, and my seal broke at that point.
Mm-hmm. That was a high-level spell. You only had a few days.
Yeah. Yeah, I've used That's fair. As the spell finishes and I see that it sort of, like, dissipates, I'll, like, take a sigh and then, like, clutch my chest and sort of, like, jerk forward a moment. I'm so relieved.
You are right, King.
I have my own ailments.
King, it feels better. And the light on your chest is gone from you.
Yes. Yes. You could see the, like, as he squints his eyes, you know, like when someone's really in pain and they're trying not to show it, you could tell. He's in physical pain.
She smiles at him and nods and says, "It'll be good to be free. Thank you. Thank you. I think I can get up now."
Impressive. especially because it was chaotic. You are powerful indeed. If you need anything, you look injured, tired.
I'll consult you later. We have other things to discuss now.
Will you sit?
All right.
Let me finish my questioning. Well, we know there was one traitor. Let's see if there are another.
He shoots at the other mage attendant who looks really nervous. Nervous because he's staring at him. He doesn't seem to be nervously suspicious. And he goes on over to him and continues his interrogation. Anything you wish to do during like the next 20 minutes as he's continuing, finishing up his interrogation?
Monaco will take a seat next to King and just be there with him while he's clearly in pain.
Can you get me a glass of water?
Yeah, anything you need.
I reload my revolver and spin the barrel and then look over at the other mage from the Arcana, Kaporis Arcana, and just give them a knowing look like, you better be telling the truth.
Well, intimidation check.
Did the wand get destroyed? Because if not, I think Horatio might try and identify it.
You can look around the corpse area. As King Termas says not, he's continuing his investigation.
Horatio, go see what that weapon was. Go see what that wand was.
All right. And he walks on over to it.
Here, King, drink up. You're going to need to regain your strength.
Thank you. It's refreshing. I'll be all right. I'm glad you're safe. We already have one chaos crew member. We don't need two.
And I'll try and lighten the mood with a soft chuckle.
King, thank you so much. I feel like I don't deserve your forgiveness, but I want you to know that I will do everything I can to be worthy of your forgiveness. I'm going to take care of you for now, okay?
I'll nod.
All right. So, Cal, with an 8, as you try to intimidate with your guns, like, you spin the barrel and as you're trying to intimidate him, and some of the bullets fall out, and you just go and try to pick it up. But you put it back in.
Click, click, like, clink. Yeah.
And still give him a stare over, and he still looks a little jarred nonetheless, but he starts to get interrogated by King Terminus. Anyone doing anything else? Horatio at this point checks out the body. Well, it burns to nothingness, just leaving, well, nothing. Actually, yeah, you're right, it's immolation. Even the wand has been burned. And I know that it says magical items, so obviously it seems like the wand itself was not magical.
Yeah, but like if he dropped it, would it have immolated him? He was on fire and shot. How strong is that mage's grip?
As strong as his faith in the Dark Lord.
Yeah, all of it burned up.
Okay. Note for next time.
Duran is gonna unfurl the covering over Raflesia, and he's gonna get his blade out, and he's going to scan over the rest of the mages and give a similar intimidating glare.
Well, there's only one. So you're also intimidating the other mage as well?
Yes.
Okay, roll an intimidation check.
26.
26, okay. After watching Cal do his display of intimidation, you go ahead and look on over as well with your... You said with Flasia, you said you're doing it with?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and swinging it around. You're very intimidating, and he's getting questioned at this point, and he's glancing over at you, and he just looks even more shocked, his face becoming pale, as he grabs his hat, and he has like a circular hat, kind of poofy, matching the same striped, and purple garb with the Kaporis Arcana, and he pulls it towards his chest, revealing his, messy blonde hair, as he's getting, yelled at and talked to by King Terminus and interrogated. Okay. Anyone doing anything else? Oh, okay. So, afterwards, about 20 minutes pass, and King Terminus walks on over and says,
"All right, I believe the traitor has been dealt with,"
he says, looking on over at the discarded area.
"It is was very disheartening to hear that Hector, a close ally, shifted his allegiance from the Corporis to the Dark Lord.
King, this calls into question the allegiances of Alara.
Yes, it does. Alara appointed. No. Alara loves you, Dayan. She would never. No. I refuse to believe it.
That's why you let this man into our midst, into your sanctuary. You are wise, and I have much to learn from you, but take heed from us.
Durama could turn the will of anyone. It could affect her.
What are the responsibilities Detector have? What else is he privy to? Everything he touched is now suspect.
He is directly under Judean. Everything he shared. He's directly under Judean and Alara. Whatever they know, I'm sure he knows. Battle plans, strategy, magical secrets of the Corporis. For all I know, Shivarin has our very location. But we are protected. We should discuss and quickly head out.
And when their informant does not report back, they will know where we stand.
Then we don't have any time to lose, friends.
King Terminus, did you discuss any plans with Hector and Judean before leaving? And on the way here, has any groundwork been laid?
Well, they know of the options we have. The orbs that I explained before need to be placed. Then we can teleport safely into Fia with our army undetected. And then there's the reconnaissance team to find out where we stand. Where happened to Queen Camilla? Where is the home base that Hiei has claimed? Where are they operating out of? And then, of course, the main army will enter into Shivarin, marching their way up past Chill Point, liberating each place, keeping a footprint.
How many orbs do we need to place?
There are 4 orbs. Once placed in locations of power in Shivarin, they will activate.
And we need all 4 of them to be placed to teleport?
That orb...
Can we not poke a hole?
Well, they are activated, but a small group could teleport in. Though, I'm sure, like I said, they'll have ways to either disrupt or find you once you appear in their domain.
I might be able to poke a hole through.
What about divine teleportation? I know that they're very well skilled in the arcane, but can we perhaps use the gods to aid us?
He turns around and thinks for a moment.
That is a risk. The gods have not spoken to me on this. I advise against it, or at least to be cautious. Perhaps Cal can do something, but that's out of my realm.
Cal, I don't know if I told you, and King Terminus, I know you are not fully aware of my full capabilities, but... sorry. I do have a sanctuary within Fia. I can bring myself and a few allies to the temples divinely. Cal, can you obscure us or hide us?
On the crown, we'll be nearly invisible.
We could be that strike team to go in and prepare for the army to arrive and plant these orbs.
What if I tried using my abilities as the mortal key to break a hole through Broken Bay? And from there, groups move to Frostmoor, Fia, Neverlight, Arrowwatch. Are these the 4 locations, King Terminus?
They are not specific. Just places that hold power. But Frostmoor was built over a place of power. Fia was built over a place of power. There's also...
Neverlight and the Enceladus Cave.
There's also Frostbite. And yes, Neverlight.
Where is Frostbite?
Frostbite, you know, is...
It's south of Frostmoor.
It's right... So there's a mountain range right south of Frostmoor that's between Chilford and Frostmoor. If you have the map open or not, I will share it right now.
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah.
That mountain range in between there is Frostbite, a very demonic, dangerous place. And that's where the Liberators had traveled through and lost Scarlet. Well, not lost, Humanor. Yeah. You, like, went through the mountain.
That was right before I joined up. Okay.
As well as there are probably other places of power that you would have to remember yourself, but that you went through. So, and that was discussed during your times in Shivrin.
Would Horatio, with his infinite memory, know?
Horatio steps over and says, there was also the mountain range underneath Neverlight. I remember there was a quest. There was supposed to be some ancient artifacts. That could be one, but we only need four, right?
Right.
I mean, do we want to place these artifacts, or do we want to just go into Fia and see how the queen is doing, or what's going on, or even Frostmore? I don't know. Hiei said that he wanted to make Frostmore the new capital, but we have
King. I do remember that.
He always talked about that.
What if we tried to break through at Broken Bay? There isn't any door I can't unlock, King Terminus.
As I say this, I go over to his magically sealed door and attempt to unlock it.
Okay. Roll for me your spell casting modifier. D20 puts you on modifier. So that would be charisma, I believe.
Yes. So just like a charisma roll? Yeah,
roll. Plus your, and it'd be plus your proficiency.
That's a 23.
23. You go ahead and place your hand onto the door. Now this is a door. So you place your hand onto the door and King Terminus goes, I wouldn't do that! And you walk on over and close your eyes and concentrate, tapping into the powers of the mortal key inside. Everything starts to become like gears that you can twist and unwind. You're able to see how the actual makeup of the spell that seals this door is built. See how every word of power, every intricate section of arcane prowess that has been placed upon it is connected, and pull one thread as the rest of the spell unravels, and there's a whoom sound as the glowing of the door stops, and the door just falls down, like completely off its hinges, just falls down. Ding, 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 ding. And King Zerma just stands there, just shocked.
From Broken Bay, we'll storm Frostmore, Fia.
Stop! Stop! I, like, lunge forward and, like, grab my chest. The door was a seal! You could have just compromised us now, Cal.
King, they know we're coming. I'm sure Hector would have reported back everything. And all of these options are surely being stacked against us now.
My friend, this is the power of the mortal key. That was spelled by my very own wish spell. And you were able to take it apart so easily. The power of Kelmvor is mighty indeed. Fine. Well, I need time to recast the spell. Still, at least put us in a warded barrier room.
Horatio goes, I can help with that as well. We'll be kind of cramped. We could do, but I can do my mansion.
Not to worry, friend.
As he snaps his fingers, the entire room shifts and turns, becoming what seems to be more of like an actual throne room, with King Terminus sitting at the head of the table, on a large throne. As everyone else, if you're at the table, your seat has changed and shifted more into what looks to be something that would be inside of a king's inner throne, inner sanctum, as the illusion of the interior goes from more of a war room to more like some stained glass windows and things like that that reflect the throne of Thelos.
We can have it in here instead. So then, liberators, those are our three options. Do you wish to head into as a strike team then? Or do you want to be the ones to plant these at the places of power? Or wait and be in the main army as we cross over across the bridge and liberate Chilford, and head north to Frostmore and Fia.
What do you think, Duran?
We have not gotten very much intelligence on which, on how these places are right now. How is everything inside of the enemy forces?
We don't know. No news has gotten out. Every time, either we send someone off the shores, or even sailors, I've heard, have been attacked by demons. And those who've went out to find them have disappeared.
Terminus, the teleportations have been blocked, but our communications, can you send to someone in Shivrin?
You can send someone, but that guy said before, they have defenses that can alter, or worse, they'll know exactly where you are, and send their own to capture you.
I misspoke, King Terminus. Can you cast sending to a person in there and have the spell complete? Or does these wards prevent that as well?
We've tried countless times. There seems to be only about less than 5% chance it gets through. And when it does, it's hard to interpret. Could be altered. Could be traced back. I don't know what spells or dark curses that he has placed all over Shivrin, but it's powerful indeed, my friends.
What if we do none of the obvious choices? Horatio could potentially get us to the outskirts of Arawatch on the side of the river by the Faithful. Maybe we can come at them from a totally different angle, so it's unexpected.
About communications, Kai still has that last ruby bar of sending. Can we check in on him?
How can we be sure that Tarama will not be listening in on that communication as well?
We cannot.
You're right.
We can check in on him, Monaco, but we cannot trust anything we hear.
We keep hearing that we don't know enough, and I think there's no way that Kai would be turned like the others. There's something about him. He's gotta still be okay. Fighting. He could tell us what we need to know.
What about your former Crystal Maidens? They're around all of the people that make the decisions and help sustain the land. Do you think that they might know something or be privy to information?
I've lost communication with most of them. I mean, we haven't been able to go back. I mean, and even then, with Hiei's new rule and demons run amok, there's no need for us. We're there to keep the demons at bay.
I suppose you're right.
I fear for their lives.
I'm sorry to make you worry further.
With lives on the line, our best option is to strike quickly. I say we bring a task force in and hit Via quickly.
King Terminus turns to you all and says,
Well, I have a hypothesis. Perhaps your communications will be more reliable within the barrier of Shivrin. That's what we hope. Perhaps you can contact allies within. I, however, don't have such allies as you do. So I would prefer it. Though, it's up to you. If you went in there and established some type of bearings and reported back, it's dangerous to go in, gather intelligence, and somehow get out or get the message out to us. If we go from Arawatch, the only problem from that is Arawatch is the only base there. We need to make foothills, starting with Chillfoot, taking back Broken Bay, making small places in there. Chillfoot is much stronger, more defenses. It is the homeland of the Gurrens.
At that mention, Cal looks up from the maps and stuff on the table.
They will have resources we can use, but that's for the main army. While we would love to have your power on our side, I will be with that army. And you, I wish for you to go where you would truly be needed. And either placing the orbs or sneaking in and becoming our spies.
I think that is our best bet.
King, I don't know if we should risk using your magic to get us into Fia, but once we're inside
the bay... We can go by land.
All right.
Like Cal said... Maybe Broken Bay, but I fear they'll see us coming on boat. If we're just there, I think we can perhaps do more. Maybe the communications will improve as soon as we place one or two of the barriers, or orbs. Hopefully they will weaken the barrier.
And then we can communicate out. Give everyone all the information we need. And then, in a coordinated strike, take back Shivarin.
Should we potentially try and place the orbs at the same time, implying that we would split the party?
King Terminus turns to you and says, "There should be no need to take risk, friends. They will only activate once all have been placed in the place into a point, a location of power."
Oh, understood.
I mean, it may be faster, and you could, but it would be dangerous. But time is of the essence. I will leave that up to you, my friends.
We can't split up. Whatever we do, we have to do it together.
I don't think we should split up either. I agree. I think that splitting up is the wrong decision. But if we tried to break through at Broken Bay, that could be our distraction, King. Getting us into Fia while no one's watching.
They'll think that we're all at Broken Bay, and I can backdoor us into the capital.
Yes, and perhaps my friends will know of a more clandestine way out of the city, and from there we can make for the mountains.
Terminus, where is the source of power in Fia that we must place the orb?
That, my friends, would be one of the hardest. The city of Fia, just like Velos, was placed on a ley line. The ice-formed castle of King Camilla itself harnesses its power. Right in the centermost point in her castle would be where you need to go. But if I know he's well aware of this, would have guards, or at least some type of force there, to utilize this power.
Then that has to be the last one placed.
Where else were you thinking? You said Neverlight, which, yes, that is indeed a place of power, but of great dark power. It would be dangerous.
And Frostmoor will be the capital now. It'll be the seat of their power. A fortress.
Equally, if not more dangerous.
Remember when I made the Symphony Tree? I'm blanking on their name.
Yeah, the Symphony. Yeah.
Remember when I made the Symphony Bush to the east of Frostmoor? That could potentially be a new source of power. Maybe we can use that place and harness that energy to help aid and balance out the darkness.
I will leave the decisions to you. I trust you. You are guided by the glorious of gods. They will aid you well.
So, Julian steps up. If your group is going with the four orbs, then I will have my Unity Knights break in reconnaissance. Find out what's going on in Fia. Maybe we can get and alert you when it's safer to arrive if you're picking as your last place. You can also have a small group head into Frostmoor. We need information, as well as for the barrier to be put down. Let us handle that then.
Then perhaps we don't take all the orbs. You take two and we'll take two, and coordinate once we're within.
Risky to split my forces that much. It's best to keep it with you. I'm sure if there's a problem that needs more of a divine solution, he says, looking at all of you, you would be best to handle.
No, I said if you're going to Fia and sneaking there, well, you're right. You can't face the forces alone.
No, we will not be facing the forces of it. We're just doing reconnaissance, like shadows.
There's got to be people who still believe in the rightful rulers. There's going to be people there fighting a good fight. Seek them out.
We also plan on to evacuating as many people as we can. If he is as dark as you say he is, and he's controlling demons, they will probably be feasting upon the citizens of Shivarin, and their safety is our priority. So our goal is not only to get reconnaissance, but to free the people. That's why we're going to be taking a boat. I know it's dangerous, but if we wrap around the Golden Sea, heading towards the icebergs, maybe we can weave out of there unhidden, taking a wide berth. It'll take us a while, but we'll give you enough time to get in there, place the orbs of power. Hopefully, by then we've already been in Fia, discovered any weaknesses, and freed as many people as we can.
When you get to Fia, look for Axios and Noir Dior.
Friends of yours?
Yes. They may be able to keep you out of the public eye.
Thank you.
If you need sanctuary,
go to the Temple of Myleki. Ask for the Keeper there.
You do so much to aid me already, Liberators. I will seek out this Axios and Noir Dior, as well as the Temple of Myleki if needed.
Well, it's settled then, King Terminus says, stepping up. I will lead the army. We'll hold up at Small Point, make our way to Chilford at the opportune time, free it, and make it our base of operations. There we will head to Broken Bay and Frostmoor, and free all of the glorious of Shiverin, and find Queen Camilla, and wed, making our two countries one. Once and for all, friends, it will be a glorious battle indeed, and I have all the faith in us.
And he goes ahead and steps up, leaving the table with your plans set. Everyone salutes King Terminus.
We should rest before heading off.
It is late at night right now, so
you're welcome to stay here if you wish. If not, we have lodgings in the city proper. There is an inn that I like to wind down in every so often. You could join me for a glorious drink before bed, and we head off in the morning.
I'm going to look to Julian and be like, is he always this lax before such extreme missions?
Yes, he's... Our king is a very unique individual, but very powerful indeed. I trust him with my life, though.
As King Terminus is starting to walk out the room, the mansion fading away as he releases the spell, walking out, and turns back into normal with the metal door on the ground off its hinges. He looks down at it, looks back at Cal, gives him a smile, and then continues walking out with his large body throughout the doors.
Well, I guess that's it then. We're actually doing this.
So, are you guys staying here to sleep? Everyone's starting to leave. It looks like Julian goes and gives you a nod and heads on after King Terminus. He says, if you decide to stay here, try not to wander. These halls have many secret doors. And he gives you a nod and heads off as the rest of his battalion heads off with him. The other mage left with King Terminus, like, follow behind him very closely, leaving only you inside of this no longer really warded room.
I'll walk over to, like, the pile of ashes that was the Hector, and I'll just offer silent prayer to Myleki, and I'll wave my hands, casting prestidigitation, dust to dust be gone, and cause the ashes to just sort of, like, fade away.
The ashes blow away in the wind.
So I, Travis, I'm confused. What are we doing?
We're talking about whether or not we're going to go to the inn, or we're going to, like, Magnificent Mansion to sleep here.
That doesn't matter. Are we going to Broken Bay? Are we going to Chilford? What are we actually doing?
We're doing the four orbs. How about this? Minako walks up to the table that has the map still, and she says, looking down on it, so, let me get this right. We're starting here, and she puts her finger on Broken Bay, not saying the word Broken Bay, just like Cal wanted. And then we move here, and she slides her finger over to the four locations that we'll be moving to. And then, finally, we place the last here. And she drags her finger over to Frostmoor, and look up, and then she says, and then everything should break all out, right? Or maybe I shouldn't have said that out of in character, because we're not in a warded room. I don't know. But that's what the plan was, right?
Yeah, so Broken Bay to those, we're basically going counterclockwise, correct?
It's yeah. Broken Bay to Chilford, and then Chilford to Fia, and then Fia to Neverlight, and then from Neverlight to Frostmoor, and then when we get to Frostmoor, we do the last one on Hiei's fortress, or whatever has become of my friggin' home.
I thought that Fia, in the center of Fia, was the hardest one.
Why not? Right.
That's what I thought Omar just said. He's like, the city is built on an ice magic and the ley line's in the center.
He was pointing out
castle.
Where to put it in Fia.
King Terminus said that Fia, being how Queen Camilla's castle is, to get to it would be the most difficult one. I mean, he doesn't seem to. He didn't mention anything about Boston.
So then, we just go in a freaking clockwise pattern then. Counterclockwise, starting at Chilford, right?
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense.
Chilford, Frostmoor, Neverlight, and then Fia gets stormed. We meet up with all the people who are there.
Who knows? Exactly. Because we might even be able to find some sort of like underground like counter movement in Frostmoor, and like might have some allies there to help us get to where we need to place it.
Oh, in there, Frostmoor. There should be. I mean,
right? Like,
unless maybe we're underestimating how bad the situation is.
Yeah, we won't know until, and I think that's why Chilfer would be like a good test.
We should definitely break in at Broken Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you sleeping there for the night, as you discussed, or are you going in to drink with King Terminus and crew?
I think it's best if we're all together. Let's tag along.
Plus, it'll be our last time to eat real Thalosian cuisine. Maybe ever.
We'll make our way behind him towards the inn in the center of Shimmerdrift.
Does King look like he's still in pain?
I'm not as hoarse after sitting and resting a little bit, but every now and again I might, like, you know, like when someone like quickly, like, they're not blinking but they're like wincing.
Yeah.
Every now and again you might catch me doing that, but I'm not like, I'm not heaving anymore.
All right. So using just your own Horatio's keen mind and as well as just your own, it didn't happen too long ago, you're easily able to catch up to everyone going through like the secret doors and things that open up. King Terminus explained to you as you walk through and are able to catch up to the group outside of the large stone walls of the Shimmerdrift Keep. The fresh air, salt air hitting your faces once again, as you hitting your tongues as you taste it. You walk down, you follow the rest of the group walking down the many staircase until you go into the city proper. It looks to be more of like a place where barracks and other types of army development and smaller war rooms and things, and blacksmiths and armorsmiths alike. But there are some places where you can get reagents, as well as one very large multi-story, about two stories tall, actually, that the rest of the group seems to be walking into. You see that at the very top of it, there looks to be some type of large vase-like object pouring water down into some type of canteen on it. And written, it says it's called the Endless Decanter. But King Terminus, you see, he walks right in there, opening up the doors. There are some horses that have been stabled to the side, and the rest of the group walk in. And I'm assuming you walk in as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right. So when you walk in here, like, it wasn't very noisy. It's very late. So there's not a lot of noise happening on the outside. As soon as you step in and open the door, you can see where everybody must be, as there is a loud procession of people who are just walking around or in their seats talking. It's a huge interior. To the left-hand side, there seems to be a large stage area with many seats and tables where a lot of people dressed in Thalosian armor are sitting, as well as some just normally dressed like mercenary-like people who are there as well, all eating from bowls in their cups. And even though it's late, it seems to be bustling. A lot of people are just drinking. There seems to be a little drunken, disorderly conduct happening here as people are kind of pushing each other and all that happening. And King Terminus have a large smile on his face. When everyone sees King Terminus walk in here, the entire area goes quiet. And everyone puts down their cup and they all get up and stand in like at the same exact time, drunken or not, they all go and salute, standing in formation for King Terminus. And you hear him yell,
"As you were, Mike, my friends, please, it is a time of revelry, of enjoyment, wind down, for tomorrow we fight."
And everyone goes ahead and cheers as they all go back, break their formations, and sit down again to continue eating. The music picks up again as they're like a bard playing in the corner, some type of jig or tune. King Terminus then goes over to one of the larger tables that seems to... there are some people sitting into it, but the first half of the large square or rectangular long table is empty, as everyone who's in your group starts to go over there and sit down. King Terminus taking the head of the table. But I'm assuming you all take your seats and sit down in that group. And as you do, a waiter comes by, who looks to be dressed in armor as well. So this place is probably also run by the army. And he goes, can I take your order, my liege?
Your finest beer for everyone on me. Oh, I couldn't charge the king. Nonsense, he says, taking out a large sack of gold and just like handing it to him. Keep it coming!
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my liege. And he runs off.
Monaco kind of sat down next to Cal, and she'll whisper to him in Infernal, I didn't expect the smell.
I whisper back, what smell are you talking about?
Oh, you don't notice it?
I take a deep, long inhale through my nose. DM, do I get the scent of anything?
It smells like alcohol. And that would be the most overpowering smell here. And you smell alcohol. Roll a perception check to see if you smell anything else beneath that.
People were like parting and like moving around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like musty in here?
Oh, yes. But the main thing you smell is the alcohol, because that would always
overpower. Like, yeah, overpoweringly like beer and musty soldiers.
Right. A natural 20? Okay.
That is a natural 20 for smelling.
Okay, 27. So, yeah, you taking a big whiff. It's like strong liquor scents. You definitely smell some fruity smells in the air. Probably of wine that people are drinking. As well as just the smell of just like hot, sweaty people in armor. That's kind of like good. But the food smells really good as well. So if you were to combine good smelling food with wine and beer and sweaty hot people in armor, that would be basically all that you consume within that big breath.
Do you mean the food, or do you mean the people smell?
The humans.
I mean, you put anybody in that much armor, especially with alcohol.
I don't know.
Everyone starts sweating.
I don't know. The castle never smelled like that.
I kind of like it.
I didn't. You're getting better.
King, you speak Infernal?
Oh, sorry.
Infernal. I was like, what did the burning hand do to you?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe I do. No. Especially now that he's faded away. No. I'm sorry. I thought you were speaking in common.
You see Minako kind of like wiggle her nose up like she smells something bad, and like she looks around at the room and just like says something in Infernal to Cal.
It's also usually colder where we're from. Not as much sweat.
I thought it was just like a bathing thing.
Unfortunately, I think it's an everything thing.
Well, the countries are getting married.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe after all this, we'll be seeing more humans and Shivrin.
It might just be what all of our people need, with the Thalosians and us.
Yeah, maybe. I guess these last couple of weeks hasn't invited a great deal of trust. The Corporis.
And you hear her say in common, the Corporis. The Corporis Arcana. Will they talk? I'm going to go over to the bar and get something to drink.
Okay.
Alcohol.
Well, they were bringing over drinks as King Terminus kind of thing. Are you going to just go over and not wait and just get straight to the bar? Just so you know. Yeah.
Yeah, if they're talking in another language, I'm going to leave the table and go and get another drink myself.
Okay.
I think that they need a moment, so I'll step away after,
If you only knew.
They're whispering in another language.
Okay. So you get up and walk over to the bar, and then King Terminus is having a conversation. He seems reveling and not paying attention as well as he's talking to Julian. But you're going to go over to towards the bar. It is packed in this place. You kind of get lost. Not lost. I mean, like, you're like lost within the crowds of people who are much taller than you, and you just like kind of push your way across.
Sure. Are there any like big brute? I mean, I'm assuming that there's a bunch, but are there any big burly men that sort of look like Duran?
Roll a perception check.
Wow.
I'm gonna love that. King, we're about to have a hard battle, and King needs some.
Wow.
King needs some.
He's trying to get
some,
lucky.
Oh my goodness.
He's trying
with his lucky
support. Yeah, 19.
19. I don't know if I want this to happen. I'm
kidding. Oh, goodness.
So, King, you look around and you can't see anything, but you take a double take and look again, and you see there's an empty stool right next to drinking a man who's, now obviously he's human, and he's hairy, as in facial hair, though is well kept, and he's in a suit of armor, and he is drinking alone, and very, very muscular, comparatively to Duran.
Yeah, I'll go squeeze in on that seat, and I'll say, oh, is this spot taken? We have a big battle coming up.
He looks down at you and says, no, you can sit here, it's fine. Yeah. Big battle coming up. You know, I've never been to Shivrin before. First.
It's chilly there. Make sure you line your coats with fur.
I've heard. Never thought about fighting in the snow.
You probably don't need much... I'm trying to be smooth and be like, you probably don't need to worry about that being so big and strong. You probably stay warm without any help. And as I say help, I'll put my hand on his hand. Or his thigh.
Oh. Roll me charisma check.
I'm gonna lucky point that. Third and last lucky point of the day. King's emotionally, physically distraught. He's lost his mind. He needs support because his lover's left him and he's distraught. 15.
Okay. He looks down as you hold his hand. And, like, his hand's much bigger than yours, comparatively. He's a bigger gentleman.
Oh, such big hands. Can I get you a drink?
He has his other drink in his hand. He doesn't move his hand from yours. Finishes his drink and slams it down on the ground. He says, sure.
Yeah, let's have a few more together. Bartender. And I'll throw out a few gold pieces.
Bartender comes by and... says, what do you want? What are you having?
I'll have what he's having.
All right. Two of the specials coming right up, he said. Then moments later, two large wooden beer mugs are slid over to you. Roll a dexterity check. They're being whipped towards you, as it seems like that's the custom, that everyone just whips and catches it. So with your three, as you try to go to catch it, it looks... You go to do the same thing, and it looks noticeably that you're going to miss. He goes and braces your hand with his, and both of you catch at the same time with it, and says, need to be a little more careful there. There you go.
Oh, thank you. I'm just nervous. My companions and I, well, you know, we're with the king, and we have a lot of big things coming, so just a little nervous before we head out.
Don't be nervous. I mean, I'm sure... Whoever your knight you're squiring for, it will be mighty indeed and keep you well protected.
You're hysterical.
Oh, did I peg you wrong?
Yes.
So what are you...
My name is King Harlequin of the Elves.
Oh, he goes and looks you right, look you up and down. Yo, you're looking a little elf-like. Sorry, I didn't notice. I haven't seen an elf in... Well... Since I ever, I think, was...
I'll say, well, I'm destined to be the king of my people. I'm... And I'll take his hand and put his hand on my cheek and my ear and say, I'm only a half-elf.
Half-elf or not, you do look very graceful indeed.
I'm going to try and just charm him and drink with him for the evening and hopefully... Be led away.
He goes, my name is Nathaniel.
Ah, Nathaniel, nice to meet you. As I said, I'm Harley Quinn, but all my friends call me King.
Well, King, he says with a smile on his face. It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine.
And he moves his seat over a little bit to get a little closer to you and begins talking about being in the army and about his battle scars that he shows you when he's, lifts up parts of his armor to go ahead and show you how long he's been in the Unity Knights, about 10 years, just like his father and his father before him. He's an only child. His mother passed away, but when he was young, but him and his father are mighty warriors.
I'm going to keep the conversation, try as much as I can focused on him and be like, oh yeah, tell me more, this and that, and just sort of like drink with him and hang out.
But yeah, they go ahead and discuss and he seems to be very powerful indeed. But you go on and talking with Nathaniel and have a drink after drink. Do you just stay here for the rest of the night, you said, talking to him?
Yeah. Yeah, unless my party or someone comes over, and I hopefully they'll recognize the similarities between Nathaniel and Duran, but that's up to them if they want to say something. But
what is Duran up to, by the way? Is he drinking?
So Duran is sitting at the table, and he's kind of just... So, I have that know your enemy ability. We've been there for a while. Would I be able to get the general idea of how much the troops that Terminus has brought here, how their levels compare to our levels?
Of whom, exactly? Sorry.
On average, the troops that he's brought.
Oh. Yeah, I'll say on average. You go ahead. You've been here for a while. You've been inspecting everyone. It seems like it ranges. There are some very powerful people. No one is on your level. Or King Termis' level. or Julian's level. You all are obviously the most powerful people here. But they are definitely not normal adventurers. They're powerful. Some of them are paladins. Some of them are... And this you know for common knowledge. So they range from weaker... No one's stronger than you, but some of them are close. Possibly the captains or the leaders of the groups here. Actually, Julian's the only captain who's here. But some of the leaders of the other battalions, like lieutenants and things like that, seem to be pretty powerful.
Awesome. The people who are like closest to Duran's level, who aren't Julian and obviously the king, he's going to make a mental note of.
All right.
Is Duran drinking?
He's drinking water.
Duran, are you having any? You're just drinking water tonight.
We have a great battle ahead of us soon. I want to be clear-headed. I wonder if these people in the morning will be gritty and clear-headed.
Well, I mean, don't you think there's a reason why they're doing it? Come on, here. And she pushes her drink across the table to him. Her untouched beer. I wasn't going to drink it anyway.
Dram pushes it back across the table. And neither will I be drinking it.
Well, maybe when this is all over, you'll be able to relax.
I do not know how these people are able to relax like this. Only moments ago, we slayed a spy within our ranks. Dramo is likely becoming aware of our plans as we speak.
There's a good likelihood that he knows more than half of it already. Duran, for some of these men, this might be their last night to have like this. Let them have it.
It is only their last... It may only be their last night because they spent it like this.
I guess it's good to have someone be very cautious and aware. I appreciate your diligence, Duran. And then she like looks at Cal and kind of like like tries to hold her eyes rolling.
If we are more vigilant, perhaps we can see the next spy before they leave.
Nor try to kill me.
Good point.
A few of these people are about as powerful as you all are, as we all are, but... Several of them, I do not see them making it through the battles we have to come ahead, but I will fight for them all the same.
Same here.
I'm glad that after everything that happened to you, at least you still have a strong sense of justice, Duran.
Alrighty. So is there, throughout the night, is there anything else you wish to do, or do you continue to drink with the king as he goes around telling stories and things on, before it gets, it's gonna get pretty late. It was already pretty late. A couple hours, I don't know if you plan on staying out here for about an hour and pushing midnight, or continue drink. The king seems to will continue to go on for probably who knows how long, as people are starting to like leave in the wee hours of the morning, or I should say like 12, 1 o'clock, people are starting to die down, but the king's still going.
In case I have not made it clear, I'm going home with Nathaniel tonight.
Okay. Nathaniel goes, it's a little late. Do you want to perhaps take this party to my place?
Sounds great. Yeah, let's go. And I'll take the cup I was drinking from and finish it. Put it on the counter and stand up. Yeah, lead the way.
All right, follow me.
And I'm definitely tipsy and or drunk at this point.
All right, so we see a little bit as he goes and helps you outside. The rest of you can easily see King just walking out. Some random person.
Did you just catch an infernal once more to Cal? Did you just catch that?
King will be king.
Hey, Horatio, could you summon your mansion tonight?
Yeah, I can. Where do you want to do it?
Those meds are just so comfortable. come on, let's go get a room first.
Did you guys want to sleep here at the inn? Horatio says, looking at you.
Inside the mansion, inside the inn.
Sure. Maybe we can get a big room if they have any available. I'll go head over and talk to the innkeeper. And he gets up and walks on over to the front desk and has a conversation with the innkeeper who is manning it at the moment. Comes back over after a few minutes. So they have a large room that we can stay in, and I can just mansion it up and we can all just sleep there. Should we worry about King?
No, I think he'll be fine.
Oh.
I mean, he just went off with that. Should I just, like, message him?
Is it okay if we use our ear messaging bars? Can we do that still?
If as long as you do it directly to him, Member Duramo can hear the broadcast chat.
King, are you okay?
Just a second, Nathaniel. I'll respond. Yeah, I'm all right.
Can you check back with me in like an hour and again in the morning?
I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Okay. Be safe.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's just having a good time.
He's being reckless this close to battle.
Duran, are you okay? Horatio says, looking over at you.
Duran shakes his head. People should be focusing on this battle to come. There are lives on the line, and our focus cannot be divided.
Okay.
I think their focus is on the battle. That's why they're drinking. I guess maybe humans can't handle it as well as elves do. You're very strong, Duran.
You should give them a little leeway. Better before, but it makes less sense to me every day.
Alright.
Do you want to keep guard over the entrance to the mansion? Or are you going to come in tonight?
I will keep watch. Someone should.
King Terminus gets up from his seat.
Oh, glorious story, friends! Well, he's just talking to the rest of the group. You just hear him getting loud. I'm going to retire. I suggest you all do the same. We will meet first thing at the keep, and then head off. Good rest. I'll see you all in the morning.
And he gets up with his, as well as the several attendants that he had around him, and goes to up the stairs of the inn, heading to his room. Julian does the same. What do you all wish to do? Are you just heading up to bed, or is there any other things?
Yeah, so after it becomes clear that everyone's going to bed, Minako casually suggests to Horatio that we should do so as well. I mean, to everyone, I guess.
Alrighty.
And after he summons up his mansion, we'll go inside.
Alrighty. So I guess you all follow Horatio as he walks towards one of the side rooms. The wooden door, he takes the key, unlocks it, opening up to a large square bedroom that seems to have several beds in it. There is a carpet with a hearth that's lit ablaze already. As you enter, as well as some dresser and several beds, as I said before. Horatio goes ahead, using his magic, alters the interior to look like his mansion. His very comfortable, beautiful mansion, with spots for all of you. And he says, I'm gonna head to bed. I'm tired. Good night, everybody. I'll see you in the morning. And he heads to his bedding section.
Thanks. Good night.
All right. So, as everyone starts to head to bed and go their separate way, Cal, you still remain at the table, one of the last ones, if not the last one there, sitting at your seat with a cup on your hand. What do you wish to do next?
I would like to leave this establishment and go to the docks to the Crown and spend the night on the Crown.
All right. You go ahead and leave the endless decanter, walking your way to the docks. And there are some guards, obviously, that are still guarding the interior, and of course, making your way to your dock, that area as well. But you can easily climb up onto the deck of the shimmering ship and sleep in any room you wish. Is there anything you wish to do while you're on the ship, or just go to bed?
Yes. Actually, like, before I go to sleep, I want to spend, like, maybe, like, an hour praying to Kalembor, and I want to RP that out a little bit, but I'm really going to try to connect with Kalembor on the main deck of the ship, maybe near the aft where the wheel is.
All right. So you walk towards that section of the ship, up the stairs, the swishing back and forth of the waves hitting the exterior of the ice crown. Getting there, and you begin to pray. What would you like to pray for?
Kalembor. Father. I'm trying to find the balance in all of this. So much bad has just happened. I need to stop Hades before it gets out of control. I need guidance to put the weight of justice back into the world. And then I like look up at the sky and like slam my fist on the wheel. I need answers!
Roll a religion check at advantage.
Well, 14 is better than 6, so...
14. All right. Not bad. You look up towards the sky, slamming down your fist onto the wheel with its many spokes sticking out of it, though it is strong and sturdy. As you do, hit it, you hear a ding-a-ling-a-ling as two of the spokes, actually three of the spokes, fall down and roll to the side of the ship. You go ahead and twist the wheel up so you can see it. And looking down, you see there's a hidden chamber inside of it.
I look inside this chamber and take out anything that might be inside of it.
Yeah, you look inside the chamber and it doesn't look like something's in it. More like something, like an outline, an etching, encasing of what looks to be a revolver. And two revolvers, I should say, on the opposite sides.
I take out my magical revolvers and place them where I think that they would fit.
Okay. Placing the revolvers in, like as if you were holding the spokes as to ride the ship, you place the revolvers into that slide and it slides in, one on the left, one on the right. When you do it, almost you hear a clanking sensation, like a chink, chink, and you try to pull and it seems that the revolvers are placed and latched into the wheel. At that moment, as you hold on tight, your mind is flooded with information that you can't possibly comprehend. Plans and schematics on the ship, different areas of the ship and how it can be altered and changed, and just, but it's coming by so fast that even without even the possibility of rolling, it's just too much for you to comprehend. But nevertheless, the ship itself begins to shake and turn and twist and change its shape. The water next to it becoming wild and violent because the ship itself is shaking. At this point, there are some people who are actually at the dock who are looking on at it and are kind of going, "What?" You hear chatter amongst a small amount of people who are in the dock as you see the bottom of the actual ship itself. Actually, no, you're stuck still in within this mind of all this information flooding into you. But the ship itself is just changing shape into all different types of forms, flowing in and out, until finally at the end of your mind flux, if you will, the ship turns back to its normal form. The pistols, the revolver, was spinning the entire time, glowing as it was doing so. You see it die down as the spinning of the revolvers finally settle. And the guns still stay stuck inside of the wheel.
And upon this mystery, we will end tonight's session. I want to thank everyone so much for coming. Thank you to all of our listeners. As always, you can catch everything at Tale of D20s at www.ataleofd20s.com or visit us on our Patreon at patreon.com/ataleofd20s. From the first chapter to the last page, be kind to one another, spread love, be safe, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.